Well, I think at this point, the effects are there and looming, especially with our staff, who is wondering about their positions. And so I think sometimes they start looking at other jobs because of that, as well as I've heard there are some programs that are worried about their funding. Head Start programs get funding on different grant years, and some with this October, November start dates aren't really sure if their funding is coming because there's no one at the federal level looking at those grants right now and approving them.
How many families does your agency serve?
Well, we have over 2,000 children in early childhood programs, and about 975 of those are involved in Head Start directly.
So if this turns out to be a long-term shutdown, how long can early childhood education programs continue to offer the services at their present levels?
I think the issue for us is the fact that we need some guidance at times from the feds, and we are part of Region 5, and we're not getting answers back from that office. We are able to draw down money at this point in time to continue paying our bills, which was a pleasant surprise. There was a time 17 years ago, I just spoke with our fiscal office, when that didn't happen. And so they went a month without funding. For us, it looks good.
And you mentioned that some of the employees are worried. Do you foresee layoffs, and will those people be able to get their jobs back if the shutdown is reversed?
Well, we're hopeful at this point in time because we do have the ability to bring the dollars down from the feds even without staff in the offices. But we're also lucky that we're at a large agency that has multiple funding sources. So that allows us some flexibility with general funds in our agency. I'm more worried about the Head Starts that are in smaller, single-purpose agencies that don't have that kind of flexibility in funding.
And they have the additional worry beyond the shutdown about raising the debt ceiling to keep funding.
Absolutely. I'm not really sure come the 17th or whenever that date happens, you know, what will happen at that point in time, because I think the feds will have to decide what bills get paid.
It sounds like the problems will not only affect the possible layoff of workers, but parents who rely on the services may have to find alternatives. What advice can you give those parents?
I think it's a tough situation for our parents because they will need, if they're working, which many of them do, to find some alternatives. So we just try and look down and look forward as quickly as possible so that we can give them as much notice as possible. There are child care assistance funds, and you have to apply for those ahead of time. And I think the biggest worry for me is that kids need every minute of learning that they can get before they go to kindergarten. We serve the most vulnerable children, and they have to be ready when they step foot in school. So that's my biggest worry.
You can find out how to get more information about the Butler County ESC on our website at wnku.org under local news. Suzanne Prescott, thanks for your insight.
Thank you.